Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate.
Kia ora and welcome back to our Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercer Spirituality Center in Epsom. We are a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio to talk about our center, our programs, or about social justice. Today, my visitor is Father Peter Murphy. Father Peter, a warm welcome to our radio program.
Thank you.
Father Peter Murphy is a diocesan priest and is currently parish priest of St. Mary's Catholic Church in Papakura. And he is a past national coordinator for the New Zealand Community of Christian Meditation and is currently in charge of the teaching of meditation within this community. Correct?
Yes.
Father Peter facilitated a workshop on meditation for teachers earlier this year, and together with Mary McLister and Michael Doherty, he will facilitate a weekend workshop on our Mercy Spirituality Center with the title The Essential Teaching Workshop, from Friday evening, 4th of July, to Sunday, 6th of July in the afternoon. And it is a workshop for everyone who has some experience in Christian meditation. For more details or registration, please ring 09 for Auckland, 638-6238. Or have a look at our website, www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. Father Peter, you are well experienced in Christian meditation. Most people, when they think of meditation, they think of many different sorts of meditation. And can you tell us a little bit more about what you see as the Christian meditation?
Well, there are many different sorts of meditation. The meditation or the method that I follow was one that was recovered by John Main, who was a Benedictine monk. He actually discovered it first in Malaysia in the 1950s. At that time, he was working for the colonial service prior to liberation, or what do they call it, the end of the colonial period. Mm-hmm. And when he entered the monastery, he was told he couldn't practice this because it was Eastern. Mm-hmm. But then he recovered it later by reading the Desert Fathers, particularly John Cassian. Mm-hmm. They date back to the 4th, 5th century in Egypt. And he found there that a reference to a method of prayer, the using of a so-called formula. And he saw that it was part of a Christian tradition. So he started practicing it again, and then a short time afterwards teaching it in London. And that was in the mid-70s, and from there it's really spread throughout the world.
That's interesting. So you said 4th, 5th century already.
4th, 5th century, yes.
I looked it up a little bit, and I found about Thomas of Aquinas, and he considered meditation as extremely important for the spiritual formation. And that was in the 13th century, so it's even older.
Oh, yes.
And who is using it? Is it seminarians who were using it, or when did you start?
Well,
at that time, or 13th century, apparently there was more spiritual formation. So I think that it was more focused on those who had some spiritual vocation.
As I mentioned earlier, there are many different forms of meditation. Mm-hmm. The form that I was formed in when I was a student was very different from what I practice now. It was very much what we call mental prayer, thinking about God, thinking of a gospel passage, imagining oneself within that, and imagining what God would be saying to me. So very much a mental process. Whereas this practice that I follow now is, we call it prayer of the heart. And the essential aspect of it is just letting go of all thoughts and doing so by the praying of a mantra or prayer word. Mm-hmm. And the particular prayer word that we use that is recommended, it's not essential, is the word Maranatha, which is really the most ancient Christian prayer.
So what is the mantra in the Christian world?
The mantra, it's a prayer word, simply. Mm-hmm. Yes. And just the simple repetition mm-hmm. of this word. And naturally, you know, one prays, when one is still, distractions come flooding in. And as soon as one becomes aware that one is distracted, mm-hmm. the teaching is to simply go back to just listening to this word. And gradually it leads to a greater stillness. Mm. And the recommendation is that one does this twice a day, early morning, and at the end of the working day, prior to eating. Yeah, it's no good meditating on a full stomach, because your body is processing food. And to do this for, the optimum time was 30 minutes, but it takes a good 20 minutes really for the mind to quieten down.
So then you have 10 minutes left for the meditation.
Well, sometimes it works that way, sometimes it doesn't.
But there's also the contemplative prayer and the centering prayer and prayers like the rosary. Where does the Christian meditation fit in all
well,
this?
Well, Christian meditation and centering prayer are very much parallel streams. Mm-hmm. They were being taught in the mid-70s. Centering prayer had a different origin, really. It came out of more a 14th century classic, which was called The Cloud of Unknowing. And Father Thomas Keating is probably the main teacher of that. And he was in Spencer, Massachusetts at their monastery. And what really stimulated them to start doing this was people came knocking on the door looking for the Buddhist monastery, which was just down the road. So, but they're very parallel streams. The difference between the method I practice and centering prayer is just simply the insistence on the mantra. Mm-hmm. And, that's primarily, but the same recommendation twice a day, 20 to 30 minutes each time.
The contemplative prayer?
Contemplative prayer. Well, both practices, centering prayer, Christian meditation, are forms of silent prayer. Mm-hmm. They lead to contemplation. So contemplation is when you're one with the prayer of Christ, because what we say our practice is Christian because our attention is on coming to know Christ. Mm-hmm. And when you pray and when you come to that prayer point where your prayer is one with Christ, you're not aware of it because there's no sense of He there and me here. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of unity. Mm-hmm. But being in that unity, you're not aware that you're there until you come out, until you realize that you're distracted or something like that.
Mm. So contemplative prayer, you already have to go through
Yes, all prayer. See, all Christians are called to contemplation.
Yes.
And all forms of prayer do, if people go into them do them seriously, mm-hmm. lead to that. The rosary, too, is a form of meditation because it's repetitious. Mm-hmm. And it has a rhythm about it, so mm-hmm. it does lead to contemplation. Mm-hmm. But, that's really the goal of all prayer, to come to that experience of being in the temple, as it were.
So you were mentioning already other religions and other types of meditation. Can you tell me a little bit more about the difference? What is the main difference between Christian meditation and other sorts of meditation?
Well, people often identify meditation with Eastern practices, Buddhism, Hinduism, and they have a longer and an unbroken tradition of meditation than we have certainly in the West. In Eastern Christianity, there is that unbroken tradition. Mm-hmm. They mightn't all practice it, but nevertheless, they know what it is. But in the West, we've lost touch with that. So it seems to reemerge, particularly at times, creative periods, times of breakdown. And that's very much why it appeals today to people, because they can find in this practice come to their own center. Mm-hmm. And in coming to their center, they find themselves, there's that still point of peace and sense where everything is one. In my own experience, that was very important to find that, because it became an anchor at a time when I needed an anchor, something to some stability.
And meditation comes from Latin meditare, to think, reflect, or ponder. And is that the part that all different meditations have in common?
Well, no. In meditare, as I mentioned earlier, the form of meditation that I practice as a student, or was taught as a student, was very much mental prayer. So there you have your thinking, reflecting, cogitating, etc. But the practice that I follow now is more akin to Eastern practices, insofar as they are letting go of thoughts. But the difference is that is coming to know Christ. Basically, that's where we are, and that's where we
So the goal is the difference.
The goal is the difference. Yes, and the context is, of course, one of faith.
Yes.
Buddhists, of course, is very much a faith person.
Yes.
But people who do it just for health purposes, or for just their mental and mental well-being, probably their more focus is more on the technique and what they gain from it.
Maybe for them, the first 20 minutes are the most important.
Quite possibly, yes.
Well, it depends on how you feel good and what your goal is.
So whereas doing it in a faith context, you're not looking for those results, as it were.
Yeah,
it's simply faithfulness, being faithful to the practice.
Yeah.
And letting go of self is really the essence of it.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Epsom. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk, or send me an email at muffintalk840@gmail.com. My visitor today is Father Peter Murphy. He is the facilitator of workshops on Christian meditation, which are held in the Mercy Spirituality Center. From Friday 4th of July to Sunday 6th of July, he will facilitate the Essential Teaching Workshop. Father Peter has told us about the history of Christian meditation and what makes it different to other types of meditation. One of the main points is the goal, the faith way. And now I'd like to know a little bit, well, you told me already how you started with meditation, how you came to meditation. But I've heard a lot about you using meditation. You're actively involved in Christian meditation for children. How do children react on this practice?
Children are naturally contemplative.
Mm-hmm.
They, in fact, very, very early when you meditate with children, it's not so much you teaching them, but they teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one instance when I was, this was in a class at Papakura, I was teaching I was with the new entrants. And a little girl asked me at the end of it, "What if I can't remember the word?" And then before I could answer.
So the mantra word?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Before I could answer, another little girl said, "Jesus will help you." So they come out with these pearls every so often.
Yes.
And the little ones are just, I mean, they've been introduced this by their teacher too, but they're just gorgeous.
How long do they do the meditation?
1 minute per year of age. So with five-year-olds, we do it for 5 minutes.
Yes.
And for 10-year-olds, 10 minutes. And we stop at 99. When you get to 100, you start off.
And the children are all receptive. You say the children are contemplative. You know, you have all these.
Well, naturally contemplative. Yes, I think this is often misunderstood, that they're because they're agitated and they've got to be busy and so forth. Well, they actually yearn for this supposed to be, yes, and it's something that many of them do on their own.
Yes.
I encourage them, for instance, when I don't encourage them to try and enforce on them necessarily a regular practice, but yes. I just encourage them to do it. Well, if you're feeling sad, it'll help you feel better. Yes. If you're getting excited, it'll help you calm down. You can do this in your room. It's just to encourage them to be in tune or in touch with their own center.
Mm-hmm.
Because so often children simply don't or not encouraged that because of media, noise, work, so mm-hmm. forth, pressures of life. They just don't recognize. So silence is the best teacher in this respect.
So the youngest children you've been doing Christian meditation with were like 5 years old.
4 years old.
4 years old. Ooh.
Yes, even preschool.
And the older ones?
I've done it with on a few occasions with high school students, but it's primarily going up to year six mm-hmm. and no year eight mm-hmm. in our own school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they've been doing it now for a few years at the school where I'm at, mm-hmm. The parish I'm at. So they know what to do.
Do you think that they will continue afterwards?
I hope so, but it just depends. They know at least when something happens,
yes.
when they need something like that, they know what to do. So you're giving them something for life. It's a gift for life.
Yeah.
In that respect.
A great tool.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost anything.
And it doesn't cost a thing. So they know they can find their strength.
Yes.
Within themselves. Within their own heart.
And if they don't know the solution, Jesus will help.
Yes.
That's great. the upcoming event is about Christian meditation for people who have experience with meditation.
Yes.
Why do you ask for the experience?
Because you can't really speak about it unless you've had the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the regular experience, because it's something, it's unlike anything else. Yeah, you can read books and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, unless you're doing it, that's where the knowledge comes from. It comes from the doing,
mm-hmm.
not from the reading. The reading in that comes later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we insist that, like we ask people to write a 10-minute introductory talk
mm-hmm.
to be able to give that. Well, unless they're doing it regularly, they're just talking out of their heads. Whereas this is a prayer, very much a prayer of the heart. So unless they're speaking really from their own experience, it's not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically why we require that background to be able to speak with some authority about it. So the authority comes from what you do.
But the background of the person doesn't play any role. It's just the background that the person has had some experience with
experience.
A Christian meditation.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
We mentioned that you were doing Christian meditation with teachers, with children. And where else do you use Christian meditation?
Well, I suppose the heart of the we call ourselves a community because. Although it's a worldwide community, there is an organization, but the whole point of the organization is to serve the practice, serve the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart of the community is the Christian Meditation Group.
Mm-hmm.
And you only need two to form a group, but these are groups that meet weekly. They listen to a teaching. They practice. They meditate for 20 to 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
Together. And that itself is quite a powerful experience. Just there's the energy that is created with people together
mm-hmm.
is very strong. And it really forms a bond too. One of the sayings of John Mayne was that meditation creates community. And I've experienced that in my own journey.
Mm-hmm.
That even with people with whom you have no association or no interests mm-hmm. On a social level.
Mm-hmm.
There's the development of a bond at a deeper level.
Are there also some attempts to bring meditation to prisons?
Well, one of our members actually does go to the women's prison. She's in her 80s.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been amazing.
And how is the reaction? Do you know anything about it? How do people react?
good. This is the women's prison. Mm-hmm. I did it myself some years ago, going to Auckland Prison up in Pararimarima. Mm-hmm. It was hard work.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still sort of at early stages myself and trying to teach about it. I would perhaps feel more confident now, but I just don't have the time now. To my knowledge, that's the only prison. I think there are some in other parts of the country, but that's the only one.
I could imagine that when you're not used to meditation and you start quite late in your life and you've done already something wrong, then or you lose trust in other people, it will be harder to meditate.
Well, I think it depends upon the openness of the person, mm-hmm. really. I don't think it, there are issues there where, like we have in the parish, a gardener who's on a work to release program at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she doesn't meditate, but I know I've seen some profound changes taking place just in the short time she's been working mm-hmm. with us.
Earlier you were mentioning already the community, and you'll have a seminar in January, and
yes.
The two keynote speeches are both related to modern times. The titles are Spirituality and Religion in a Secular Age and Meditation as a Modern Spiritual Path.
Well, Meditation as a Modern Spiritual Path is actually a pre-seminar retreat, and that's being led by Father Lawrence Freeman, who's the mm-hmm. founder director of the World Community for Christian Meditation.
Mm-hmm.
The Religion and Spirituality in a Secular Age is the presenter there. That's a seminar.
Mm-hmm.
That's David Tacey, and that's will be held at the Waikato University. Both events are held within that 1 week, 15th to the 18th of January
mm-hmm.
at Waikato University next January.
Okay.
Yes.
And just coming back to our Mercy Spirituality Center
yes.
and the workshop that you're going to lead in July, can you give us an idea of how you structure the workshop on meditation? Do you have to be silent for hours, or do you have to sit in a certain position? Because I know that you have these 20 minutes to to let go, but do you... some people feel comfortable in different positions, but do you have to be in a certain position?
Having a straight back.
Mm-hmm. Having a straight back.
So you can breathe properly.
Good.
that's really the key thing.
Okay.
You automatically have that if you're sitting in a lotus position, but for most of us, just sitting, need a straight back chair, really,
mm-hmm.
and use the back just to as a support, but not to lean against.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's just simply being still.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put your hands is just where they fall.
Mm-hmm.
Just then closing one's eyes gently and just praying the word. The word that we recommend
mm-hmm.
Is the word Maranatha. Just prayed slowly. Maranatha.
What does it mean?
It means come Lord or come Lord Jesus.
What language is it?
Aramaic, the language of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And this registers with children, too. Yeah, I'm speaking the language of Jesus.
That's why Jesus can help.
That's why Jesus can help, yeah. he understands his own language.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Father Peter, for all these explanations on the Christian meditation. And I think that it will be a very good workshop.
Thank you.
And the only thing that you have to do is breathe well.
Keep breathing.
And you can practice yourself. That's very good.
Yeah, important to keep breathing.
Of course. So for the listeners, if you want to know more about our programs and about Father Peter Murphy's meditation workshops, please have a look at our website, www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. And if you'd like to participate, please register and ring Auckland 09-638-6238. And if you have any questions or feedback on one of the Muffin Talks, please send me an email at muffintalk840@gmail.com. And if you're interested in trying out Christian meditation, you're also welcome to join in our weekly meditation with Sister Catherine Wells Pickett. It takes place every Monday at 7:30 p.m. in our chapel. The meditation starts with a 5 to 10 minute talk, followed by about 25 minutes of meditation in silence. It's a good way to get started, and then later you can participate in any of the advanced meditation classes and workshops. If you would like to, I'd like to draw your attention to some of our upcoming events in our Mercy Spirituality Center. On Saturday, the 12th of July, The Quality of Mercy is Not Strained. It's with Pip Nichols, and it will be a retreat day with a focus on the contemporary value of mercy for us and the need for mercy in the world. Saturday, 12th July, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Booking is essential. Then Friday, 8th and Saturday, 9th of August, Alexander Shire. He offers a retreat with a topic, Walking the Four-Path Christ Journey. Alexander Shire was my guest in the studio at the beginning of June, and if you would like to listen to our conversation on the radio, you can still do so by looking at the website of Radio FM 104.6, and the website is www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk. And there you can check out our archived interviews. And of course, next one, 4th, 5th, and 6th of July, Father Peter Murphy, together with Mary McAllister and Michael Doherty, the Essential Teaching Workshop. You've just heard Father Peter and his words on Christian meditation. It starts on Friday, 4th of July at 7 p.m. and it's until 9 p.m. and continues on Saturday and Sunday on 5th and 6th of July from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you want to attend any of these, this retreat, please ring and register at Auckland 09-638-6238. And if you would like to stay the night in our center or come for an individual silent retreat, you're most welcome. Please get in touch with us and register. If you miss any of our programs, please check out the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk. Thank you, Father Peter, for having come to the studio.
Thank you.
It was very enjoyable to talk to you. And we'll finish our program with the song, The Circles of Mercy.